My great grandfather, the one chief, Mazomani, he's buried up here at the state park. And all the stories that we've ever heard about our grandparents, our great grandparents, and all the way back, he was a chief. He wanted to save his people. And when they tell us that event that led up to him being shot by the soldiers and our people, they taking him back, keeping him, trying to keep him alive. And finally he tells them, I'm not going to be. You're not going to bring me back. I won't be coming back. Let me go and leave me here. Not just leave him and go. He meant when he left this world that he would to be buried in that area. But then as soon as that happens, you leave and try to get away from the soldiers. And that was this in this area. And so it was long after that he passed on from that bullet wound that they buried him and they left. And only the family members knew exactly where he was buried. My mother did not tell me that until my boy was probably about 7 years old, so that would have been 1958. She said, I want to show you where a grandparent of yours is buried. But at that time, the state park had not been extended out that far, so we went along a cornfield. And my dad was in a wheelchair by that time, and because his limbs had, you know, he lost his limbs. We went up like that, and she took us, showed me the place where the grandfather was buried. And she said, I wanted you to know where he was buried, because after we're gone, no one will ever really know where he was buried. But she said, when you know of this place, don't share it, because that was during the time when all this started here, that conflict was over. They didn't pay the annuities that were coming to our people then, and they wondered where, you know, the gold that was supposed to have been delivered here, where was it at? And she said that her elders told her that if you share where he is buried, they're going to think that they're going to find gold where he was buried, that they buried that with him, mm-hmm. that we would have done that. They would think we had gotten the gold, but that we buried it. I never shared it with anyone, because that was how he got shot. Was he wanted peace. His family, his tioshpaya, as they call it, he was tired of them running, you know, away from the soldiers, you know, trying to keep his family and all his people alive. That he finally gathered them, he told them that he was going to try to make peace with the soldiers where they were up here at the state park. And as they approached that fort that was up here where all the soldiers were, and the soldiers, some of those white soldiers, you know, there were some pretty young people, young boys that went in as soldiers, 14-year-olds, and that had to be, you know, they recruited. And one of them, when they saw the Dakota people coming, he got the trigger happy. They were waiting for our people to come up and meet with them, but this young boy, he got scared, and he shot my grandpa. He was carrying a white flag. He was carrying that for peace, but this young man did not see it that way. He was just scared. And course, he probably didn't have much training, and he just shot, and he shot our chief, my grandpa. And so they stopped right there. When he went down, all the people stopped, and they just turned around and left. And they hid. They hid him with him long enough to try to get him well, but he told them, no, don't. Just let me go, bury me, but you go. Go now and try to save yourself. And I guess some of them did make it into Canada, but some of them couldn't keep up. And so they were returned back to the camp where a lot of our Dakota were. And so then he just told him, you know, bury me and then go after I pass on, because he said he wasn't going to make it. And that's what happened. He was buried there, and it was passed down through, you know, generations.